We are broadcasting live from the Bloomberg New Energy Finance Summit in New York City. One big question is about natural gas, especially as it increasingly replaces coal-fueled power plants. And we are so lucky to have with us Greg Veazey. He is Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of LNG Limited, based in Houston, joining us here in New York. Greg, thank you so much for being here. Let's just start with the idea of LNG, a major natural gas supplier, working on a whole bunch of projects right now, trying to build out the infrastructure at a time when natural gas prices have kind of declined. Give us a sense of the lay of the land from your perspective.
I sure will, and thanks, Lisa, Paul. It's great to be here. It's interesting across the globe how competitive, and I never thought in 39 years of the U.S. energy industry that I'd be saying how competitive U.S. gas is for export. And what people across the globe are seeing is this huge resource that we continue to make more and more of. It's at a price at Henry Hub, which is a stable price now. I'm used to huge volatility in this price. They look out and see it very stable, and it's a very favorable political and business environment. So it's very much pointing to the U.S. to be a place to come.
All right. Who's coming here? Is it China?
If you look out, the big growth areas are going to be Europe and China. I shouldn't say Europe and China. Europe and Asia. Obviously, China, the biggest component of Asia. But, yes, Europe and China are the two that are really hitting it hardest right now. Europe, it's interesting. We had a kind of an industry meeting in Berlin a couple weeks back, and the German Minister of Energy made the point of saying, we used to say we're all about being 100% electrified. Now we're saying natural gas is the best next step for us to take. That's a huge change for them. And they're gearing up. They're looking at regas facilities. The whole region is putting in regas facilities. They're very focused on LNG, and Gulf Coast LNG U.S. Gulf Coast LNG is going to be the most affordable and competitive for them.
So, Greg, let's talk about the Gulf Coast. Is the infrastructure there in the Gulf Coast right now to really take advantage of this robust demand you've been talking about?
It really is, more so in Louisiana. I think that, you know, because of where Henry Hub is, it was originally designed to be the place where all the gas comes onshore. Well, that model is completely reversed. Now all the gas is up north and it's coming to the south. But the hub is still that indicator that everyone will look at. And all the infrastructure has been built around that. So there's pipes that were, granted, they were intended to take gas from south to north. Now they're all turning around and bringing gas from north to south. But it can bring huge amounts of that gas at competitive rates to the Gulf Coast. And you have a very friendly environment in southwest Louisiana where we are. They are really excited. They want to be like leading the U.S. and leading the world in LNG exports.
Yeah.
And they are ready for all that infrastructure development.
How quickly does the U.S. give out permits for you to do these projects?
It's a great discussion, Lisa. It's not a quick process, but it wasn't designed to be because it's first and foremost to make sure it's the right thing for the country to do and to do it safely.
So has the process gotten faster?
It has gotten faster, yes. I think what we experienced, you know, we're fully permitted. We've been through all the FERC and the DOE. We're ready to go with our Magnolia project. That was probably a 2.5-year, 3-year exercise. It's a little faster than that, but not materially. And I think as business people and citizens, we should be a little bit okay with that, that it's a good process that works.
How competitive is U.S. natural gas on the world market, and what needs to change maybe to make it more competitive?
You know, it's been very competitive. The marker that we all looked at was Europe. And about a year and a half ago, it turned where it was much more competitive. It was very competitive versus Europe gas. And they've had a little downturn this winter, both in Asia and Europe. So it's kind of borderline. But it's still very competitive on the world stage. What you have to look for, you know, what we call free on board, where it's picked up at the tailgate of a U.S. plant, is a very competitive price. Then it's how far do you have to pay transportation to travel.
All right, so we are at the New Energy Finance Summit, and natural gas is definitely a growing source of energy, but it's not a new energy. And I'm just wondering, especially as it competes with renewable sources of energy, how does it compete environmentally?
So it's a great question. I think there's two things. It's very necessary for renewables because you have the intermittency of renewables. Natural gas is a quick startup and can do that. I think the U.S. has shown the world a great example that natural gas is an excellent bridge fuel. And how long that bridge fuel is, we don't know. But the market brought emissions down in the U.S. by switching from coal to natural gas. The rest of the world has seen that, and they want to replicate that.
Interesting.
So still, just real quickly, where's the price of gas and kind of how do you view it right now?
Well, it's interesting. The price of U.S. Henry Hub is probably $2.80 to $3. When I started in the industry in 1980, it was $2.
Right.
So that tells you that's a very competitive price. I think it's interesting that the volatility that we see over the winter hasn't been there this year. In fact, the price got to its lowest point on, if you remember, that coldest day of the year when people in Chicago couldn't go out of their apartments and stuff. It's the day the price was the lowest this winter.
Okay. Interesting. Greg Vesey, CEO and Managing Director of LNG Limited, based in Houston, Texas, but joining us here at the Bloomberg New Energy Finance Conference in New York.